government spends $21 billion a year on building operations and maintenance. The Obama administration says it knows it doesn't need all the property the government owns and leases, but real property management's been on the Government Accountability Office's high-risk list since 2003. Dave Wise is director of physical infrastructure issues at the GAO, testifying yesterday before both the House and Senate on real property, and he says the ideas for real property management are out there but haven't been implemented yet. Dave, thanks very much for coming on the program today. What was the core message that you wanted to convey to both of these committees you talked to? Thanks for coming on.
Oh, Francis, you're more than welcome. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about our work and the testimonies that we did yesterday to the congressional committees. And I'd say basically the essential message we gave them was that the agencies themselves are making progress, but there's still a number of recommendations out there that we'd like to see them fully implement. And there's also a role for Congress to play. So we try to impress upon the committees that this is a multifaceted problem and it requires a multifaceted solution.
A couple of the things that you cited as being steps in the right direction, the freeze the footprint policy from 2012 and the national strategy for the efficient use of real property that is on the way and covers 2015 through 2020. So that's still kind of in the earliest stages. That's the reduce the freeze the footprint and reduce the footprint. What do you, as you look at those, what does it seem to you are helpful about each of those?
Well, they're both helpful to the extent that they are attempts to try to get a handle on the federal real property portfolio in terms of trying to right size it. But I would like to tell you though that and tell the listeners that a fundamental problem that we keep returning to when we do this work is that the government does not really have a terrific handle on exactly what it has, what condition it's in, and all the elements that go together with that. And while the government is making some progress going forward, the foundation is still a little bit weak, in our opinion, and the government has an ongoing effort. One of our key recommendations has been to try to improve the federal real property profile, which is the federal government's overall database for its real property portfolio. But I would say that's still a work in progress. We still see a lot of problems with it on many of the GAO jobs that we do in reviewing different elements of the real property world in the federal government.
Where is that real property profile falling short? Is it the kind of information that's included? Is it the lack of some information that should be that's not there? What are the shortfalls?
It's a little bit of everything. One of the problems we've identified and asked the GAO, the GSA to try to correct is that some of the data collection practices they have are fundamentally rather flawed. And let me give you an example. We'll go to different federal agencies, and they may define building utilization different ways in different agencies, and sometimes even within bureaus within an agency. So not everybody's on the same page. And so the data going into it is going to be rather challenging to try to get good information coming out of it because not everybody's defining everything the same way. So the numbers get kind of mixed up and kind of confusing. And so a manager here trying to make real property decisions is really hamstrung by having a lack of fundamentally sound data.
And I imagine somebody trying to perform oversight, not just you and your colleagues, but also at a congressional level, are stymied when something that means one thing in a particular agency doesn't mean the same thing someplace else.
Yeah, it's really frustrating because, you know, we went out to many sites doing one of our engagements and saw so many buildings that were just incorrectly classified. They said they were fully utilized when they were empty, or they were empty and they were utilized, or they were in good condition and they were falling down. I mean, just ran the gamut. And so after performing that kind of work, we really went back and told OMB and the General Services Administration, hey, you know, you guys have a problem here. We can't really, how are you going to make any decisions about what to do with all this property if you don't really know what's out there and what kind of shape it's in?
My colleague Emily Kopp reported on one of the hearings that you testified at yesterday and mentioned the testimony that you offered. We don't have a great handle on what we have and how it's being used. We're not confident in the data. We don't think it's reliable. What would it take, in your view, to get that data to a level where you think it would be reliable, Dave?
Well, GSA is working on that, and what it requires, I think, is making sure that there's a established criteria that all the agencies are following, as well as trying to define what's the most important thing you need to gather. Right now, they're gathering an enormous amount of data, or trying to at least. And so we've also talked to them about trying to kind of narrow the definitions as to what exactly is important for you to know in order to make the best use of this property, and see what can be used, what doesn't need, what you don't need, and then how to dispose of it.
That's not entirely on GSA, though, it doesn't seem to me. It sounds like that's a two-step process, because if GSA sets all those parameters up and then the agencies fail to comply, then you haven't really accomplished much of anything.
Well, there's a lot of agencies and a lot of property. It's a really complicated, convoluted kind of process. And we also, in our testimony yesterday, both testimonies, we also informed Congress that there's certainly an important role for Congress to play on the legislative side of things, because currently what's really one of the things that inhibits the disposal process is a very complex process, and we're looking for ways, or you know, the government's looking for ways to try to simplify it in order to expedite the disposal process. There's a very long and complex, difficult road to actually disposing or selling of a federal property, and they're looking for ways to try to simplify that. There have been several attempts to do so, but none has, there have been several bills introduced, but actually, Francis, none has been enacted. One, couple have passed the House, but they didn't pass the Senate. So this has been going on now for a number of years, and so there's still a kind of a legislative loggerheads to try to come to grips with trying to improve the disposal process as well.
Dave Wise of the Government Accountability Office testified before both House and Senate committees yesterday on federal real property, and joins me to talk about his testimony. You have made a number of recommendations in this area over the years, Dave, and we don't have time to recap all of them, but you pointed out four areas of recommendations in your testimony yesterday. We've already talked about one of them, and that is improving the overall profile of the federal real property profile as a decision-making tool. You also talked about a five-year capital plan, and agencies now, Emily reports, will have to submit drafts of five-year strategies by mid-July and then finalize those strategies by September. Does that make sense to you from a timeline perspective about getting on this problem?
Well, it certainly does. And one of the things that we talked about with GSA was the need for a plan so that gives Congress a better roadmap of what GSA thinks it can do. And this will help not just expedite, but also rationalize the process for funding. Without a plan going forward, it's very difficult for both Congress and even other managers to come to a rational conclusion as to kind of where you're going. What's your roadmap? I mean, that seemed to us rather fundamental.
You also recommended prioritizing long-term ownership solutions for current high-value leases. Is that as simple as ROI if we put the lease payments toward a purchase over this many months, over this many years, eventually it pays for itself, or are there more factors involved there?
Well, yeah, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I have to go back to the data issue again, Francis, because really one of the things we've talked about in any reports is that obviously long-term ownership is really a better bet than to keep leasing. I mean, obviously, it's the same as if you rent a house over many years. You would have paid for it by now if you had a mortgage, correct? So that's basically the fundamental philosophy behind that. But the problem is we also can see many cases where there are federal offices that could be moved from lease space to federally owned space. But again, and get back to the data, sometimes the government doesn't really know what it has, so it's difficult to make these decisions. Another issue that comes into play is there may be vacant space in a federally owned facility, but it needs some renovation in order to make it suitable for a particular office to move in there. We've seen that in cases. But who's to pay for that? You know, they need funding, or they need some way to allocate resources in order to convert, say, for example, a sorting facility in an old post office that might not be necessary anymore, but that may not necessarily be suitable for office space. So it takes a little bit of investment to do that. So that's an issue, because many agencies in this environment we have are very tight budgets. They just don't have the funding to do this kind of thing. So it's like I said, it's a multi-pronged problem and requires a nuanced and multifaceted solution to try to help rationalize and improve the overall process.
Is there some of that categorization work that could be automated, at least to the extent that once you know it's categorized correctly, then you know that it's suitable for X, Y, and Z potential applications beyond what it's currently being used for?
Sure, but at some point, somebody still has to go out there and count the buildings and actually physically eyeball it to see what kind of conditions it's in, and then then that goes, that will go into the database. And after that, then you have a database that people can draw upon. And we also have encouraged the OMB and GSA to provide more visibility to the database, because the more visibility there is to other agencies, then they can help make corrections and improve it.
The last recommendation that you specifically talked about in your testimony yesterday involved articulating a clear strategy for GSA's role in promoting effective, efficient practices in federal warehouse management throughout the government. What specifically about warehouses did you find to be a little problematic?
That was kind of interesting. We kind of nicknamed that engagement the man cave job. The reason for that, it was kind of inspired by a federal contractor who apparently turned a warehouse somewhere into kind of a man cave with a flat screen TV and a beer cooler. So that definitely got somebody's attention. And so, but our being GAO, we took a much more a higher level look and looked at systemic issues that came into play. And we found many of the same issues with federal warehouses that we had seen in federal buildings. In other words, they weren't well accounted for. Their condition, again, was suspect. There were many that were being used inappropriately, or not inappropriately, but underutilized. And so it cost the government a lot of money to secure them, to heat them, to cool them. And so basically it was an engagement on looking at warehouses. It was very similar to what we did with buildings, and we saw many of the same problems. So that was the origin of that recommendation.